Remember that there's some time at which we can't use the app anymore and we're going to have to record the podcast
differently? Oh, no, right. When does it phase out?
I don't remember, but I feel like it's around when we hit 1,000.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel like
we're coming up on 1,000. God, this year is
Skipped a bunch. It's going to be a little longer than we thought.
We didn't skip that many.
Yeah, we did. We had like 4 days that we missed in a row.
I need to amend something that I said yesterday. Dan texted and said there was 2 refs at the game. But I was too caught up in all the elegant skating that I didn't notice them.
How did you not notice the refs?
I was like, because I was trying to identify Will, my friend who was playing.
And you're like, he's not one of the 2 men out there not in hockey pads. So I can ignore those 2. The ones in the striped shirts, I don't care about them.
I don't understand how you remain surprised at my, like, T-Rex focus on the thing that I am looking for.
So T-Rex is a good... a good explanation of it.
Yeah, like if something moves, I swing my head around and then I stare at it to try to figure out what it is.
Yeah, with your tiny little dinosaur walnut brain.
I saw my brother for the first time in a year yesterday.
Oh, was he just passing through?
He's passing through.
You ran into him on the street?
We made a date to see each other. I was really seasick beforehand.
Where'd you take him?
I took him to Endorphine, one of the best cups of coffee in Los Angeles.
What did he think of it?
He really liked it.
Did he remark on it?
He did.
Is that because you prefaced it with like, this is an amazing cup of milk and water?
I think the first time he ever had like legit carefully made pour over was when you made him pour over years ago. And he was like, oh, I really like this. It's like tea.
What does he drink when he's in? He lives in New York City. What does he drink in New York?
I think he's great coffee. Just normal. Yeah, yeah. I don't think that he's like coffee. You know, my brother is somebody who's like very, very idealistic and a purist about things. And so, but I don't think that he's focused his attention on coffee. So he appreciated, you know.
He's vulgar in his coffee drinking.
Coffeeus vulgaris.
There was an explanation of someone describing, the genteel versus vulgar ideas of Marxism. But I liked that spectrum from genteel to vulgar.
What are the vulgar aspects of Marxism or the genteel aspects of Marxism?
Genteel is like the more like. Yeah, like theoretical, high-minded kind of thing, and then the vulgar's like in the streets,
practical.
Like, yeah.
Like people doing labor actions and shaking their fists and stuff.
Yeah.
And then the theory of it.
But I just liked that spectrum of vulgar, because it seems like what both sides would like insult the other side with.
Right. Right. Oh yeah, it's true. Yeah, they both come laden with a lot of like judgment in the. So what do I got? Refs, brother. Brother was good.
I created a wonderful diagram I showed you this morning.
You did.
I was very proud of it.
What is the diagram again?
It's...
Or the components of the diagram?
It's an X and Y axis, and it's money and art on
like
one.
Like commerce and art.
And then on the other is like...
Big and small.
Big and small in terms of scale.
Right.
And then the quadrants kind of represent, the ideology of our characters that we're working on for this project and how this one character moves through them, thereby aligning and opposing himself with all of the other characters.
Huh. Do you know that... Sorry. Okay, I have 2 questions. One, what do you think the biggest, like, in terms of big end art, like, what... I mean, obviously, like, Damien Hirst would be an example of that, but, like, currently, who do you think the biggest example of that is? Or, like, what is the biggest
like
example?
Like, living or just overall?
Is it just...
Like, Warhol, probably.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I mean, that's right. I guess he's the one.
I don't know, just, like...
But I was like, would a museum, like, would the Louvre be, like, bigger? You know what I mean? Like, would it be, like, an institution, or would it be, like, a blue-chip art dealer?
But those are, like, the structures that would support the art, but they're not the art in and of themselves.
Right, so Warhol would be the biggest example of that.
Or artists of that ilk, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know.
But he represents that most because he was like, I'm going to make a factory, I'm going to make this scale.
Not even just because he... But also just where he sits. Like, everyone knows, like, he's the name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you can get bigger than that in art.
Well, and he also, like, represents just because of, like, the nature of the art he made and how he, like, the means of production, how big he got, the subject matter of the art. And then I had another question for you.
We're running out of time.
Never mind.
We're getting in the car today. We're driving to Portland.
Rate that.
3 out of 5.
Why?
I like it.
But what, you don't love it?
I thought you love it.
I thought you're like, you love trapping me in a car.
It's all we got it. We had to just do a later start, which I don't love. I was too tired last night to pack my bags. I'm feeling a little travel stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, It's not my ideal way to start the trip.
You see, I made a bunch of broccoli for us as a snack.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
I was like, oh.
Well, because we had a bag of broccoli that was going to go bad, so I was like, I'll just like parboil it real quick so that we can have broccoli snack.
Yeah. That's...
Fart in the car.
I know. It smells like farts in here.
Okay.